Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome once again to Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein, and our show is all about CEOs. It's about business owners, and it's about executives who are successful and who have very successful businesses. Now, we have two great guests in the studio today. First is Jack Long. Jack is the president and CEO of Cookies by Design, and you're going to see here we have a food theme going on. We also have Roger Dalton. And Roger is the founder and president of the Dalton Gang. So, to find out what the Dalton Gang is all about, let's begin today's show with Roger. Now, Roger, as I mentioned, is the founder and president of the Dalton Gang. It's a company he founded 28 years ago that exclusively acts as a development agent and regional office for Subway sandwiches in the Dallas, East Texas, and Northwest Louisiana areas. The number of stores in his area has grown since his first Subway restaurant opened in Longview, Texas in 1986, and he's grown to 432 Subway restaurants today. For the past 10 years, Roger has served on Subway's National Strategic Planning Committee and the System Advisory Council. Roger, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Good morning.
And now, as a regional office for Subway, and we'll also be talking about Taco Del Mar, what do you really do?
What we do is mostly help put people in business is the bottom line. People have questions. We answer their questions. They've already seen a Subway. They know what it's like. They have some sort of interest in it. So we clarify what their questions are. And then we lead them through the process to buy a franchise. So through that process, we've got documents they've got to sign. They've got things they have to know. So once they're approved, then they have to go to training. So they go to training, they go out to Connecticut, they come back. In the meantime, we've helped start working on a lease for them. We work with them. They have approval. Subway has approval. Of course, the landlord has his approval. And then in addition to that, we help them get it open. We help them work through the construction process. We help through the equipment ordering process. And then when the store gets done, then we assist in training them. Something about going to Connecticut. They go to Connecticut for 2 weeks of training. 4 months later, they can't remember a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open the store, all of a sudden your eyes glaze over. And
now it's reality setting in.
Yeah, it's reality, and they'll be fine. You just need to be there to help remind them.
Holding hands.
It's kind of like driving a car. You know, you've got to learn how to push the pedal, steer the wheel, the blinker, the rearview mirrors, and all of that all at one time. And opening up and running a store is the same way. They know all the individual pieces. We just have to help guide them through doing all of them at the same time. So,
sounds like you are the director and the producer of this new movie that you're putting together once they sign a franchise for a Subway store. But now when you work with somebody and you use the word Subway, people know exactly what you're talking about. Let's go back to 1986, a few years back when you first started. Mm-hmm. What were people's reactions when you said that you were – helping people get into business with a Subway franchise?
Well, it started with me having my own. I started as a franchisee first.
And that was back in?
1986.
In which city?
In Longview.
In Longview.
And they wanted to know why they needed a Subway in Longview. Didn't quite understand. And then, of course, the favorite question was, well, how long is a foot long? And how long is a 6-inch? Drove us absolutely crazy. But you had to answer those questions. So we started there. They didn't know what a submarine sandwich was. They didn't know what a grinder was. They didn't know what a hoagie was. They knew what a sandwich was. And that was it. Nobody knew what Subway was. When I opened my first store, there were 30 stores in the state. I was the first one north of College Station. There weren't any in Oklahoma or Louisiana or New Mexico. So nobody knew what Subway was.
You were the only one really in North Texas.
I was store number 510.
Out of how many right now? In the world?
39,600 and some odd.
Wow.
So it varies because we opened, I think, 987 last year in worldwide.
It's a lot of stores. Now, you came from the travel trailer motorhome business. Now, how does a motorhome entrepreneur go into the Subway business?
Well, I wasn't an entrepreneur. I was purchasing materials management, and I think it's called burnout, too many hours. And they wanted me to move back to California, and I didn't want to leave. I'd kind of found a place I liked. I liked Longview. I liked Texas. I'd lived all over the United States, and I didn't want to go. They were very generous with me, and I stayed. And then I sat at home trying to figure out what am I going to do with my life. And I felt like I had a basic understanding of business, generally. But I needed something to apply it to, which a lot of my franchisees are the same way. So I just sat at home. I did some reading, some thinking. And then there was one day we were at a traffic light getting ready to go to dinner and had three little ones. And we said, you know, can't stomach another hamburger. I've had too much pizza. I can't do chicken anymore. And my wife said, I wish we had a Delia's grinder. There was one family-owned grinder shop in Riverside, California, where she was from. And that got me to thinking, I hadn't seen one. I hadn't seen one anywhere. We got back to the house. I don't know what we ate that night, but we got back to the house. And when we got there, I looked in the phone book and tried to see, are there any grinder, hoagie, sandwich shops anywhere around? There really weren't any. And I thought, okay, I'm looking for a niche. I'm also looking for something that people want. And food is always there. At the time, my belief was when people are down to their last dollar, there's one of three things they purchase. It was either cigarettes, booze, or food. I was a reformed smoker. I didn't care to get into the alcohol industry. And
so it falls down to number three, which is food.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we kind of took off from there, and I looked around for different concepts for quite a while. And then I fell into Subway. And
now, this is from your research of different types of restaurants.
Yeah. Well, different restaurants. I even went and looked at hardware stores, convenience stores. I looked at all kinds of stuff. But I wanted something where I could make that leap from the corporate world to being an entrepreneur. And I figured if I was ever going to do it, that was the time to do it. That was probably the most significant decision I've ever made.
Having owned a Subway franchise probably helps you as you're working with potential franchisees, knowing what they're going through, since you've actually been there before. How long did you actually run your store prior to getting into the business you're in right now?
I ran it for probably a little over a year. And then in 1987, we had one of those oil crunch times. And it significantly affected the business. I had one store open. I had a lease signed in a second store. And I needed something else to supplement. And I'd heard about this development agent thing. And so I inquired. I thought I could use some extra dollars. Also might help grow the brand in the area. And if the brand grew, it would help me grow. And so that's how I got started. I went through their process, became a development agent, and off I went. I started with East Texas and Shreveport first, developing that area, and then an opportunity came to take on Dallas, who already had a couple stores, and so I added that. And then in 1989, the bigger opportunity was in the Dallas area. So in 1989, I moved out here from Longview, which we hated to do, but we love it out here too.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map now. If you go to Dalton Gang Inc., INC.com, you'll see everything about Subway and Taco Del Mar. But there's also a map I'm looking at right now, which is your area. Quite a large area from Dallas all the way up to the Red River, down to around Nacogdoches, all the way into three counties deep into northwest Louisiana. So you have a large territory to cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in the beginning, the first year I did it, I had to trade in my four-wheel drive for an Astro van, which was a very difficult decision for me because I loved that Chevy Tahoe. And I put on 98,000 miles in 18 months.
I can see
that car. So I had to meet people where they were. I met them at Burger King. I met one at a phone booth. I met them at their homes. I met one in the woods in a mobile home and had to hold their baby while they got things changed. It was a unique experience.
Did whatever it takes. We're going to talk more about what Roger has gone through in building his business, which is development subway regional office, and his business, which is Dalton Gang Incorporated. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and find out more about the Dalton Gang and Subway. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
You may have noticed doctors and nurses using the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer in hospitals and clinics. That's because it gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan, backed by more than 40 published medical studies. It's a huge time saver, which makes it a great money saver too. Now, what you may not have noticed is that doctors and nurses use the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer at home, too, for all the same reasons. So why not get one for your home? Pick one up today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Celebrate the arrival of the all-new 2014 GMC Sierra truck this Thursday afternoon starting at 5 with not one, but two giant parties. Head to James Wood Motors in Decatur with live music from James Dunning of the Lost Immigrant starting at 6. Or swing by the James Wood Auto Park in Denton where Aaron Watson will be performing. In Decatur, James Wood Motors is located on Highway 287 South, and the James Wood Auto Park in Denton is on I-35E just south of State School Road. Get complete info at jameswood.com.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free 2-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free 2-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're talking about Subway sandwiches with Roger Dalton. He's the founder and president of the Dalton Gang, which is a company that acts as a development agent and regional office for Subway sandwiches for all intents and purposes in our area. And Roger, you started in 1985 by opening your restaurant in Longview. Did you ever get around to opening that second restaurant?
Yes, I did.
So how many did you have or do you have?
Well, I had three, and then I ended up selling those three. I got too busy to run them, and it was not a sufficient number to employ a lot of people to run it for me. So I didn't own any for a while. And then later on over the years, I picked up some stores here and there, had some people who had difficulty, and needed to do something else. We have a relationship with the franchisees. It's not like the corporate world. We get involved in their marriages. We get births.
It's a family.
It is sometimes a dysfunctional family, but it's a family nonetheless. And so you really get to know these people quite well.
Well, I'm looking at your timeline on your website, which is DaltonGangInc.com. And you began as a development agent back in 87. You opened your 100th restaurant in 1993. So that took you about 6 or so years to open up 100 restaurants. And then as I'm looking at another every 5 or 6 years, add another, you're up to 400 and what did I read? 432?
432. Yeah.
432. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Do you have a – is there a saturation point or just keep going?
Well, we get asked that question a lot, and we don't really know what the saturation point is. What we're trying to do is discover what each individual store's market is. And once we understand what the market is and you can kind of paint a picture with it, then we – understand what's left, what isn't, what we're not serving. What we want to do is we want to serve everyone in this area. We don't want to miss anyone. So that's kind of what we're looking for. But then we're finding all kinds of other non-traditional avenues. We're in the Dallas County Community College District, all the colleges. We're in several hospitals here. We're in a couple of high schools. We're convenience stores, truck stops, we're all over the place. We're in some data centers, some call centers. I won't name those, but we're finding out we can go all kinds of places we had no idea we can go.
Thinking outside the box, looking where the people are, and that's where they're going to spend money on sandwiches. Well, there's another way you're doing this with a second type of franchise, a little different type of food, and that's Taco Del Mar. How is that working out?
Taco Del Mar just started, and it's very much like being with Subway in 1985 in the area. Nobody knows who we are. Nobody knows what we have. So we're having to start from scratch. And so very much deja vu. I'm having to go back and rethink, what did I do 28 years ago? How did I start? What did I go through? And that's what we're doing now. So getting the word out's the toughest thing.
Do your Subway franchisees have an interest in a second type of franchise?
They do. They're just watching, and I'm telling them to keep watching, but we're not ready yet for them. So,
how long have you had it?
About a year.
Well, you have how many people working for you at your office?
I have about 26 full-time.
And I was looking at your website, and you are looking for a couple of different people also, too, a field consultant and store managers.
Always looking for store managers for ourselves. I own some personally. And for franchisees.
And I would think that's a big part of it, too, because you're in the type of business that is high turnover is built in.
Yes.
It's an entry-level job for a lot of mm-hmm. people, too. Do you occasionally act as a human resource office for a lot of your franchisees?
Not officially.
Unofficially.
That's really their responsibility. But whenever we run across somebody that's looking for work, well, if we're aware someone's, we kind of help put the two together. Yes.
Okay. So I'm an individual out there. I'm looking for a business to get into, and I find that the food business is great, and I land on Subway like you did about 28 or so years ago. What do? I contact your office. What do you look for in a potential franchisee?
First of all, we want someone who is going to actively run the business. We're not really looking for investors. We're looking for people who are going to get involved on a day-to-day basis. It doesn't mean they have to be there 40 hours a week, but they have to be intimately involved in the business. And if they're not, it's just not going to achieve the level of service and sales and growth that we're looking for.
Well, if you're an absentee owner, it's a little difficult to keep, if nothing else, the customer service going. And that's a big part of your business, too. Granted, there's a taste to a Subway sandwich, but if you don't have the customer service, people are just not going to show up anymore.
No, they don't.
Well, what has, if you look back over the years you've been doing this, we're looking at coming up on 30 years for you, too. Mm-hmm. Have there been any playmaking things that have happened to you that helped you realize you were doing the right thing or really help you solidify the fact that you were helping a lot of people?
Well, you get a lot of feedback from people. We get feedback from our franchisees, positive and negative. Entrepreneurs are an interesting group. They all have minds of their own.
And they'll speak their minds, too.
And boy, do they speak their minds, yes. So when we get some negative comments, and they're constructive most of the time, and we try to absorb them, learn from them, we also get some positive comments. And I've had a number of people tell me that they wanted to thank me. I have one fellow that purposely thanks me once a year. He said, I never in my life dreamed I could live this way. He was in the corporate world, and he was a former Pepsi employee in management, and he really loves what he's doing. That just makes me feel good. It makes you feel like you're doing something worthwhile. We also like it when the customers talk favorably about our product. That was one of my first things I wanted was something. If you're going to get into business, you got to sell your product. Jack has to sell his. I've got to sell mine. I'm not a natural salesman. So I have to believe in what it is. I have to believe it's a good thing. And so when people tell you that, it just kind of makes you feel good.
Well, that belief leads to a lot of enthusiasm. I can just, you can't see Roger's face on the radio, but you can just tell by looking at him, he's enthusiastic about Subway. I mean, you live it, you live and die Subway. Yeah. It's helped you, and it's also helped a lot of people. It sounds like that's what you're looking for, a way to help people, as you said, put them into business and help them and accomplish things they wouldn't have accomplished otherwise.
Right.
So you're really in the success business, helping them become successful.
Yes.
Have you had any mentors or anybody that, that you've gone to that's really helped you over the years?
Probably about four people come to my mind. Actually, it begins with my dad. My dad was a disciplinarian, but he was also very helpful. He was kind of tough on us, but in a good way. There was a method to his madness over the years. And I'm constantly referring back to little things he said over the time. It's kind of like we'd be upset about something, and Dad would say, "You must really be enjoying this. You must really like this." "No, I'm mad," or "I'm upset about this." And I'd say, "No, why would you say such a thing?" He said, "Because why would you spend so much time being upset unless you enjoyed it? So you must really enjoy it to spend all your time, to be focused on that." So I didn't want to do that.
He understood psychology.
And then we had a fellow named Larry Vermilia. I worked with him in the motorhome business, and a guy named Bob Thompson. They approached things differently. One was very passionate about what he did. He, you know, there's a couple little sayings. I've collected little sayings and cliches over my life, and one of them was from Larry, was basically, "Roger, you got to understand, a decision's better than none at all, always. And if you don't stick your neck out, you're never going to realize what you can do." Then the other fellow, Bob Thompson. Bob was very helpful to me, and he was exact. He was precise. He was almost what I'd call anal about things. And then there's Fred DeLuca, who is the founder of Subway. And Fred's an amazing individual, and he just looks at things very detailed, gathers in lots of information, and then forms his opinions. But he is continually gathering, continually looking, trying to better himself, trying to better the brand. So I'd say those are probably the four.
They've had the big influence on your life. Well, Roger Dalton has been our guest. Roger helps open up Subway franchises in North Texas and Northwest Louisiana. If someone wanted to contact you, what's the best way to do that?
Call our office at the 972-644-3986. That would be the best.
And if you don't remember that phone number, you can always go to DaltonGangInc.com and ask for Roger Dalton. Roger, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to be back right after this break. We're going to have with us more food. We're going to talk about cookies with Jack Long of Cookies by Designs. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to the second half of Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein, and with us in the second half is Jack Long. And Jack is the president and CEO of Cookies by Design, and they provide customers with freshly baked, hand-decorated and personalized cookie gifts, averaging around $50 per cookie, bouquet, or basket. The company has 100 locations across the country, including four corporate shops and 96 franchises, which includes six shops in the DFW area. And they have just signed recently agreements to go international in South America, Mexico, and Canada, which we'll talk about. Cookies by Design also has two corporately owned giving centers in both Dallas and Los Angeles, and they ship products that can't be hand-delivered. Now, Jack came to the United States from Great Britain in 2005 after having started a communications company that was later purchased by MCI. He bought a Cookies by Design franchise in Fort Myers, Florida. He later became CEO and president in 2011. He now directs 60 people while continuing to commute most weeks between Florida and Dallas. We'll talk about that, too. Jack, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Hi. Welcome.
Need to ask you, for people that really don't know about Cookies by Design, what do you really do?
Well, we are really a unique gift-giving company. We like to specialize and have known that anybody that gives or receives our gift is really having and receiving something that is personal. We can personalize by putting somebody's name on our gift. But everything's hand-decorated, so we say we're only limited by imagination and good taste. There's certain things we don't do, but pretty much it's an open playing field. And our taste has been what's kept us going. We have the original recipe that our founder, Gwen, started 30 years ago. And we've been true to that ever since. We've had to bring in trans fat free, which is something legally we had to do. But otherwise, it's the same recipe, and it's still delighting the same people every day.
A recipe has to be good to last 30 years over and over again.
It certainly is. And it's in a safe somewhere. I don't think I even have the combination, but it's locked away.
Like kind of like the Coca-Cola or Pepsi formula.
That's the
one. You go to the website, which is cookiesbydesign.com, you will see lots of stuff up there, primarily Father's Day, which is coming up next week. But I was interested in seeing that you also do photo cookies. Now, again, you're limited by your own imagination. How does that work? Do you get the photo and then develop the ingredients for that and put that on the cookie?
Well, the photo is normally a GIF or a JPEG that we download. We have a special set of machinery that actually prints out an edible image. So it's almost like a sweet rice paper. So it is a true photo, and the resolution is getting better and better as the printer technology gets better and better. And so these are very popular for wedding gifts, people who are having anniversaries, people who are just having baby showers or first birthdays. They love to show themselves on a cookie. It brings it home. And again, it makes it very personal.
Your business primarily has been consumer business, to the consumer for weddings and for birthdays and Father's Day and Mother's Day. But you're also opening up to the corporate world too. Is there anything special you're doing for the corporate world in terms of making that happen?
Yeah, again, everybody likes to see, whether you're a small business, a medium size, or a multinational, everybody likes to see their own brand or their own corporate image on something. Put it on a cookie and making it available for a special occasion or a product launch or, you know, opening a new location. That's what drives home, again, the fact that you're putting something in somebody's hand that they're delighted with and they're actually going to munch on your own brand. And that's something that we are growing, as you say. We have a new national gift program where we have a small team who are proactively going after new business. And it's very seasonal. I mean, people tend to celebrate their customers at Christmas time, which is a huge time for us anyway. But through the year, we're getting more and more inquiries now from people who do want their image put on one of our unique shapes of cookies. We've just got a great order from American Airlines who just opened up a new route from DFW up to Canada, and they wanted their plane with the maple leaf on it and their own logo on, and we made that happen for them. So
I can just see Cookies by Design is realtors thanking a customer for purchasing a home, sending them the cookies. I can see thanking any kind of customer with the cookies. I'm looking at a picture right now that I pulled off the website from the Dallas Business Journal, an article about you a few months ago. It says, Plano-based cookie company treats the Mavs. I'm looking at the bouquet of cookies, and this was when they cinched the championship, right?
They did. They sunk my own Miami Heat, which is a sad day in the office for me. But we celebrated with them, and we sent them down, I think it was a couple of hundred of their own logo cookies into the dressing room.
With each player's jersey number on it, personalized.
That's right, yeah, their name and the number, and a few special ones from Mark Cuban. And they got in, the actual delivery driver managed to get into the airline center the day after when they were having the celebration, the tour that they had. And that was very well received. We got some good business out of that.
Well, reading one of your articles, one of your favorites is the Dallas Cowboys design.
Yeah, biggest seller. I mean, we did go to them directly and try and get a binary relationship with them. But they push a good deal, those guys. And Jerry is where he is because he's good at what he does. And so we kind of had to go on a macro level to the NFL and get the agreement for all 32 teams. But Dallas is the number one selling cookie bouquet that we have.
Well, I noticed that you have signed contracts with Major League Baseball, with the NBA, with the NCAA. So if someone calls you and they have a favorite school,
right,
you can customize and personalize it from that school too.
Great, and for all of the main sports. I mean, it's more a sports theme thing because originally, going back in time, our company was founded by a lady called Gwen Gillam 30 years ago, and she realized that there wasn't a gift for guys. Ladies like flowers. Ladies love getting flowers. If you're a guy lying in a hospital bed, you don't want to see daffodils or daisies or roses. You want to munch on something. And so the idea was born. She hitched her truck up. She was a single mom. She came from Tulsa to Dallas because she realized that Tulsa wouldn't be a big enough market back then to sustain a new idea like this. And so she began in 1983. And since I came to the company a couple of years ago, I began to realize that we'd lost our guy touch, our girl touch, our masculinity, because this was overall what the business was about. So we signed those agreements with those organizations because guys love their sports. They love their teams. They love having tailgate parties. And that's what we had a new product line born out of that. So it's been terribly successful. It's rather interesting when you see, you know, the geography of Dallas fans is pretty going to be obviously in North Texas. But with the NCAA, you get transplants from all over the place. So you get guys who are in Florida or Minnesota, and they want their own team that they graduated from all those years ago sent to them.
They live and die by their
alma
mater.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's something that, coming from the UK, didn't have any experience of. So I love the hostility sometimes between some of the schools. That's fun to watch. And there's some great rivalries. But it also breeds that sense of, as you said, as loyalty. And you can't get any better than the school that you graduated from.
Well, you could keep me talking about sports and guys. But you also signed some contracts with Garfield, Disney, and Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. And because they're well-loved, they're very family-oriented. They have great kudos for us because they're huge brands for us to align ourselves with. And, you know, it's funny. Disney keeps rebirthing themselves. You know, I like to think of myself as a Mickey Mouse guy, and for them to keep selling that iconic figure even to today's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 year olds is incredible how they keep doing it. And they've got obviously their new movie releases that we follow, and Garfield as well is actually our number one searched item on the website, which surprised even me.
Wow.
So that still is a sustainable brand as well. And of course, who doesn't love Winnie the Pooh? So we had to throw him in as well.
That's right. Well, again, if you go to the website, it's cookiesbydesign.com. It's a great website, and you'll see all the different bouquets, because you do cookie trays, gourmet cookie bouquets, gift baskets, photo cookies. You do, again, as you said, you're only limited by your own imagination.
Right.
And it sounds like you will work with a customer to put together what they want.
That's right, and thanks for bringing that up. I mean, we do put somebody's name on a happy birthday. You know, happy birthday, Steve, is pretty easy for our decorators. But the fun that we have is someone comes with us and says, look, we want to have a pelican and a palm tree and a sack of coal and a pineapple. Can you do that for us? And, of course, we say yes, and we put it together for them. We don't charge for that. And it's actually what we get delighted in, because we are really into delighting our customers. We don't want to serve them. We don't want to satisfy them. We want to delight them, because that way they'll evangelize about our product and tell somebody else. And if somebody else gets us and enjoys us, then it's a true organic sales. And we're not the biggest company, but we have huge growth through people who enjoy our product organically like that.
We're going to continue talking about delighting customers, because it's all about customer service. We're talking to Jack Long. Jack is the president and CEO of Cookies by Design. We're going to talk more about where Jack came from and how this all came together after our break. Stay with us. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We'll be right back.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel, including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972 472-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-284-9071 for your free flipping formula book and 2-DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-284-9071. 800-284-9071.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free 2-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free 2-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We've been talking about food all hour, and we're continue talking about food, specifically cookies, with Jack Long, the president and CEO of Cookies by Design. And when we, just before the break, Jack mentioned delighting customers, and that's what your business is all about. I mean, you can buy cookies any place.
Right.
You can design cookies. There's lots of places you can have it done. Mm-hmm. But it's really what happens as a result of cookies.
That's right. And if you know, if you service a customer, you may get a repeat customer. But if you delight a customer, they will talk about you to their friends. They'll talk about you at work the next day. They will do some of your hard work for you. And we've always had, particularly since I've been at the business, a focus on delighting customers. And if we fall short in the franchise world, sometimes you're only as good as your weakest shop. And we do have standard issues with some of our shops. We crack down on them pretty hard because, you know, we do a nationwide gift giving to, you know, all the employees of BMW, and our poorest shop delivers the CEO's cookie. That harms the brand totally.
Absolutely.
And so we have to hold those standards extremely high. And we have a team of field coaches who go out and demand those standards are kept high. Are we perfect? No, but we will always try to be perfect.
It's always something you keep shooting for to
Absolutely,
get better
yeah.
and better. Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about that just for a moment. I want to ask a little background about you. But in the Dallas area, a person can either go to your website, Cookies by Design. They can order cookies.
Right.
But you do have some brick-and-mortar shops. Where are those located in Dallas?
Okay, we have one in Garland, one in Plano, one in Richardson, one in Denton, and one in Fort Worth.
Now, I'm guessing, since I have not yet been in one, and I will be going one because you have one very close to me,
right.
that they will go in there and see a lot of cookies on display as far
right.
as ideas. They can purchase right from the store.
Correct. It's a mini cookie wonderland. So when you walk in, you'll be faced with whatever the holiday of the season is. And then there should be some everyday items. We're very big on birthday and thank you and births and anniversaries. But really, it's up to you to have a look. Actually, it's rather interesting. Our cookies are a calorie fest. They're probably between 500 and 700 calories each. And so the size of them surprises a lot of people when they actually see them live. So it's nice to actually conceptualize what you're actually buying by going into the store. But we get over 55% of our sales now are online. And so we're rather adept at having people come to the website and have them pick what they want out of hours because we can't service them all day round. We'd love to have a presence on every street corner, but we're going to get there, but it's not happened just yet. But going to the shop's a great idea. It's good fun.
There are a lot of people out there that wait to the last minute to purchase gifts. How quickly can someone order from you and have that delivered or get to the recipients?
Great. I'm pleased you brought that up. But same day business is now 70% of what we do.
Wow.
Which is incredible. And we've had to change our processes to meet with that demand. Every shop, we hand deliver our gifts, or we try to hand deliver our gifts. So every shop has a certain radius that they deliver to. And of course, our problem is that as you get later in the day and somebody comes to you with an order for the pelicans and the flamingos and the pineapples, that becomes increasingly difficult. So we do have cut-off times depending on geography. But we do get, as I said, you know, 70% of our stuff is same-day business.
So here is your hint for your fathers out there. Father's Day is a week from today. So go to Cookies by Design or find the location in Dallas and go there and get it quickly before they get full. Now, one of the things you were talking about at the break is a little different type of cookie that you have, and that's gluten-free. Tell us about that and how that happened.
Great, yeah, it's just about to be launched. We've just finalized the recipes. The celiac market and the gluten-free market has grown and grown in the U.S. to $4 billion. And our slice of that, which is the snacks and the treats market, is 17% of that. And so it's something that we believe we fall naturally into. It has been a challenge in getting this recipe correct because we do have a distinct flavor. We want to try and keep this as close to that as faithfully as we can. But we've just nailed it, and we're going to be launching it in Q3. So it's only a month or two away. And it just means that anybody across the country can enjoy a gluten-free product when they couldn't previously from our range anyway. And you know, it's a lifestyle thing, gluten-free. There's a lot of poor folks who are out there who are celiac. But there's a lot of people who just choose to go wheat-free, gluten-free, because it's a healthy way to go. And so we want to service that market too.
So here's your new option, gluten-free sugar cookies from Cookies by Design.
There you go.
Got to ask you about yourself, Jack, and the route you took to become president and CEO of Cookies by Design. You started in Great Britain. You're from Great Britain.
Yeah.
And you had a communication company.
Right.
And you sold that to MCI. Mm-hmm. At that point, were you looking for something to do?
Yeah. Fortunately for me, we sold the company to MCI. Unfortunately for me, 18 months later, Bernie Evers took us into Chapter 11. So it was the high point and the low point of my career. I stayed with MCI for another 6 years, but I was commuting from Newcastle to London, which is a couple of hours commute. And my kids were growing up, and I said to my wife, look, let's go and be our own business owners again. It's something that we did at the beginning. What was proved to me was that being part of a multinational business sometimes isn't as safe as you would think and as vulnerable as a mom-and-pop corner shop. And for some of the reasons that you might not readily appreciate. So we decided to come to the US. We've always loved holidaying in Florida. We brought the kids over and we just shopped for a business. We needed one to get the visa. We stepped into a Cookies by Design. We loved it immediately. It has a certain lifestyle and an ambience to it that lends itself to an entrepreneurial spirit. And we bought the one in Florida in Fort Myers. And since then, I got kind of friendly with Gwen Gillam, who's the owner. She's 73 now, and she and I used to talk about what's gone wrong in her business. The most fantastic product, but they've just never got out the traps, really, and fulfilled their potential. And so I said, look, what you need to have is a change of culture. You want to have some enterprise structure and process in what you have. Rethink your IT architecture. Look at every individual that you have and make them realize that the way things used to be done won't be sustained anymore. And so we went in there a couple of years ago and have been driving this new, as I said, enterprise philosophy into the business. And now we can begin to see the green shoots appearing of some growth because we have suffered with the economy. You know, we are a luxury item, and with gas prices and people's shortages in the weekly amounts of money they can spend, we get left behind, and we recognize that. And one of the challenges that we've had to do is to diversify into different products. And we do a fundraising product now, which helps enormously for good causes. But unfortunately now, fundraising for schools isn't just a good cause. It's actually a matter of survival. So what used to be fundraising for, you know, a new piece of band equipment is now for books that the school should have ordinarily had. And so we've had to go into those kinds of markets. But, you know, again, fundraising is a $6 billion industry in the US that you wouldn't really appreciate. Everybody knows Girl Scout cookies, and God bless them, because they kind of bring this to everybody's hearts. But we've kind of gone the cookie dough route, and that's something that we're having great success with because it's a down market. And so we love to sell our bouquets, but we recognize that not everybody can afford them every day. And we have to service those who can't.
Well, fundraising close to my heart, too. So can they get that or find out more about that from your website?
Yes, they can. And there's a special fundraising part of what we do on there. As I said, it's cookie dough. It's six different flavors. It's only $15 a box. And 40% of that goes to the good cause. So it's a substantial amount that goes to the good cause.
So for those listening out there that are into fundraising, that need to do something, contact Cookies by Design. Again, it's cookiesbydesign.com is where you're going to find that. And again, Father's Day is a week from today, and you're going to want to go to their website and see what you can give to your dad. I also want to be one of the first people, Jack, to wish you a happy birthday, because that is today as the show is aired. So happy birthday.
Thank you. 21 again.
There you go. And I hope you don't have to commute too much, because you commute back and forth between Florida and Dallas on a regular basis.
Yeah, and that's something that we made a commitment to our kids, that we'd let them have their high school in one school. I think that's terribly important, especially in the U.S. education system. So we've suffered for that. But my daughter just graduated 2 weeks ago, thankfully, and we're going to be together as a family again this fall. So we're going to be moving to Dallas, and we're looking forward to it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jack Long, the CEO and president of Cookies by Design. Check them out at cookiesbydesign.com Also, check our website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com, for previous shows that are archived that you can listen to. Thanks for joining us. I'm Steve Klein. Join us next week, same time. We'll see you then.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
News and information, 570 KLIF.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
There's a reason you see the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at your pediatrician's office. There's a reason doctors and nurses use it both at work and at home. That reason is because the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives fast, accurate readings with just a gentle forehead scan, backed by more than 40 published medical studies. It gives you the peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. So there's no reason you shouldn't have one in your home. Pick one up today at Costco and other fine retailers.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free 2-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free 2-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need, free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
KLIF. News and information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.